admiration for the warrior of Redwall danced in his son's eyes. Matthias could not help smiling briefly.
One day, you will be the one who takes my place, son. You will grow big and strong enough to wield the sword, and I will train you to use it like a real warrior. But it is only a sword, Matameo. It does not make you a warrior merely because you carry it. Weapons may be carried by creatures who are evil, dishonest, violent or lazy. The true warrior is good, gentle and honest. His bravery comes from within himself. He learns to conquer his own fears and misdeeds. Do you understand me?
Matameo nodded. Matthias grew stern once more.
Good. I'm glad you do. I will not whack you. I have never laid a paw on you yet, and I do not intend starting now. However, you attacked little Vich, and you must pay for that one way or another. At first I thought I should refuse you permission to attend the celebrations.
Matthias watched the shock and disbelief on his son's face before continuing.
But I have decided that you may go, providing you run straight away to the kitchens. There you will ask Friar Hugo to allot you double the tasks he gave to Vich yesterday. When you have finished working for the friar, you will offer to help your mother with the gathering of flowers until such time as she decides to free you of your task. Is that clear?
Matameo's face was a picture of disbelief. He, the son of the Red Wall warrior, working? Never before had he been asked, much less ordered, to carry out abbey tasks. The old mouse considered himself the inheritor of his father's sword and duties. As such, he was firmly convinced that he was above any type of pan-scrubbing or daisy-gathering. Even Constance knew that. She had sentenced Vich to hard labour, but even she did not dare tell the future champion to dirty his paws with menial chores. Besides, Vich would be finished his tasks by now. He could stand about and gloat at the sight of his enemy, ordered to perform double the work and more. Matthias watched his son's face. Now was the testing time. Would he behave like the spoilt little creature who had been indulged all his life by the abbey dwellers? Or would he show a bit of character? The young mouse swallowed hard, nodding his head.
I'll do as you have asked, Dad.
Matthias clapped him heartily on the back.
Good mouse. That's the mark of a warrior in training. Obedience. Off you go now.
Morning sunlight stenciled the high window shapes in soft pink relief on the sandstone floor of Great Hall as Matameo passed through on his way to the kitchens. He felt the fear on his shoulders prickle slightly, as if some beast were watching him from behind. Turning slowly, he faced the west wall. No creature was there. The hall was empty, save for the picture of Martin the Warrior upon the red wall tapestry. Matameo often had this same experience when he was alone and near the large woven cloth. He drew closer, standing in front of the magnificent armoured mouse's likeness. Martin the Warrior looked big and strong. He held the famous sword easily in his right paw, a smile upon his broad, honest face, and behind him, the images of bygone enemies fled in fear, as if trying to escape from the tapestry. The young mouse's eyes glowed in admiration of his hero. He spoke to Martin, not knowing that his father Matthias had done the same thing when he was young.
I could feel you watching me, Martin. I'm just on my way to do penance in the kitchens, but you probably know that. I didn't mean to disobey my parents or cause them unhappiness. You can understand that, can't you? I had to fight Vich because he said things about my father. He thought I was scared of him. But I am the son of a warrior, and I could not let him insult my family. If my father knew the truth of it all, he would not have punished me. But, well, he's my father, you see. I can't explain things properly to him. You're different, Martin. You understand how I feel.
Matameo shuffled his paws on the stones beneath Martin's never-changing expression.
You know, sometimes you're just like my father. Look, I'm sorry. I'll try to be a better mouse. I promise not to fight or get into any more trouble or worry my parents again.
He turned and shuffled sulkily toward the kitchens, muttering as he went.
I wish there was another great war. Then I'd show them. They'd be glad of young mice that could fight then. I wouldn't be sent off to scour pans. They'd probably have to give me a medal or something like that.
The smile upon the face of the tapestry warrior seemed to be gentler as the immobile eyes watched the small, habit-clad figure descend the steps of Cavern Hole.